You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Yesterday was, of course, a manic Monday, and today it was time for the market to take a bit of a breather. All that took place today on the 9th of July 2019 on Dalal Street is what I bring to you on this evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets consolidated in a narrow range on Tuesday today, a day after Dalal Street witnessed its worst day of 2019. The S&P BSE Sensex closed with marginal gains, while Nifty 50 held on to 11,550 levels. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex closed 10 points higher at 38,730, while the Nifty 50 ended 2.7 points down at 11,555. The Nifty 50 bounced back after retesting its crucial support placed at 100 days moving average of 11,501, which resulted in a hammer kind of pattern on the daily charts, which suggests that the index could have formed a near-term bottom. However, the confirmation would come if the index manages to close above 50 days exponential moving average, which is placed at 11,714. But on the other hand, a breach of 11,460 levels on the downside could fuel further selling pressure, according to experts. IT stocks witnessed selling pressure as investors turned cautious amid global growth slowdown and trade dispute. HCL Technologies fell 1.7%, Infosys slipped 0.29%, TCS closed 1.9% down ahead of June quarter earnings. Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Lack of real growth in the economy while equity is at a premium valuation is impacting the market. IT bellwethers slid ahead of earnings season as anxiety over global growth and trade disputes cast a cloud over revenue estimate," unquote. In terms of sectors, the BSE Realty Index rose 2.8%, and that was followed by BSE Healthcare, which was up 1.8%. The BSE Capital Goods Index rose 1.6%. On the losing front, though, we had consumer durables, which fell 6.7%, followed by the IT and FMCG Index, which were down by about 1%, respectively. On the broader market front, the BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.63%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index closed with gains of 0.05%. Top Nifty gainers included companies like Bajaj Finance, Sun Pharma, IOC, and Bajaj Finserv. And on the losing front, Titan plunged over 12%, followed by UPL and GAIL India, which were down 2-3%, respectively. Some stocks in the news today. I mentioned Titan. Indeed, that is one of the stocks that we will talk about. Titan company shares ended with losses of over 12% today after the company reported a slowdown in its jewelry business in June quarter. Consequently, global brokerage Credit Suisse also downgraded the stock to neutral. The stock has seen the biggest single-day intraday fall in the last 11 years. Hero MotoCorp ended 3% higher on the 9th of July after the company revamped its leadership team. The world's largest two-wheeler manufacturer said it has assigned the role of CTO, that is Chief Technology Officer, to Vikram Kasbekar, while Rajat Bhargava will head the newly created Emerging Mobility Business Unit. Shares of Bajaj Finance jumped over 5% after the company reported the highest loan growth in the last 11 quarters. Shares of gaming and real estate company Delta Corp ended 1.5% lower after muted performance reported by the company in quarter ended June 2019. And finally, Glenmark Pharmaceuticals shares ended 2.5% higher today after the company received approval from the US FDA for an anti-androgenal drug. Very quickly then, global update. Asia-Pacific stocks ended lower today on Tuesday amid dampened expectations on the Fed cutting rates this month. Shanghai Composite edged down 0.18% to close at 2,928.23, while the Shenzhen component declined 0.14% to finish at 9,198.78. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.68%. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.14% to close at 21,565.15, while South Korea's Kospi tumbled 0.59% to close at 2,052.03. Australia's ASX 200 edged down 0.1% to close at 6,665.7. That's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street. The Lord took rest after creating the world for about 6 days. The seventh day was one of rest. And yesterday there was so much activity, at least on the selling front, that the stock market decided to take a bit of a break today. What kind of activity will resume tomorrow? We'll of course see tomorrow, but to prepare you for it, I will return with a morning walk down Dalal Street and a few stocks for you to choose from. And over the course of today, we'll be bringing out two more podcasts, as usual, Stories of the Day, which will recap the world for you in about 25 minutes. And we are also having a special on Lee Iacocca, who only recently left us. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.